All right, on this Wednesday morning, gosh, there was a lot of news involving the election yesterday, and President Trump, he had an awful lot to say in Kenosha and elsewhere. But one of the things that was really interesting, he wants football back. He says Big Ten football in particular ought to come back on Saturdays. Joining us right now with some insight into that and what happened as a result of his comment, Karen Travers from ABC News. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
So the president says he wants football back, and I think he singled out Big Ten football in particular because a lot of key battleground states like Michigan have Big Ten football teams.
Yeah, this is not a coincidence that this is the conference that the president has decided must be playing football, not the West Coast. You know, he looks at the map and is seeing these battleground states where fall Saturdays are going to look very different. No college football in places like Michigan, of course, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio. And, you know, the president is continuing to push for this return to normalcy as the Biden campaign keeps hammering him for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. So yesterday, the president got on the phone with the commissioner of the Big Ten. He said they had a very good conversation, very productive. He said maybe we'll be very nicely surprised. Had also tweeted that them getting back to football immediately was on the one-yard line. You know, there was reporting afterwards from one of the top college football reporters from Yahoo who said that Big Ten sources weren't just denying that they were immediately ready to return, but they were laughing at that possibility. They're still talking about coming back around Thanksgiving, and even that is still very, very much preliminary in the works. You know, they want to, but can they do it is the other question. Interestingly, this gets to politics, no surprise. There was a Biden campaign ad that was released last week in battleground states, and it highlights what they say is the president's mishandling of the pandemic. It shows empty football stadiums, and it says on the screen, "Trump put America on the sidelines. Let's get back in the game." There was another report last night that said the White House was very irked by this ad, and that's what started the conversation about how the president could push to get football back and up and running.
No, that's really interesting. Of course, you know, a lot of us want football to come back, but to come out and say, hey, we had a conversation and we're on the one-yard line when that's not the case, I mean, I guess he dominates the news cycle for a day, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, right?
Yeah, and it's, you know, we've seen this with the president before, that it's like, if I tweet it, I can will it to happen. It happens with policy, but that's very different when you're urging one of your agencies to move forward on something you want to see happen. The president can't compel the Big Ten Conference to start football. There's a lot of things that are under consideration. It was a very big decision, obviously, to postpone the season. You know, I think the big question now politically is, who do people blame when it's that Saturday, that first Saturday where they're supposed to be watching their team? Are they blaming the governors? Are they blaming university presidents who were voting for this postponement? Were they blaming the president? We don't know yet. So stay tuned. We'll see over the course of September where the backlash is. I'll say this, as the daughter of a football coach, I totally get it. You want football back. But again, there's a lot of things that are being factored into these decisions.
All right, we'll see what happens. Karen, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Have a great day. Thanks.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Karen Travers joining us right now. Some insight into the conversation yesterday about bringing football back. And, yeah, the Big Ten is looking at the possibility of starting the season around Thanksgiving, maybe late to November or December, or maybe even January if they can play indoor stadiums. Again, very preliminary and in my mind, doubtful, but we'll see what happens. Maybe a shortened season like we've seen with baseball, maybe, you know, at one point before they canceled altogether, the notion was that the Big Ten would only play in-conference games. They might come up with a shortened season like that. But at any rate, there is no immediate plan to bring Big Ten football back for the fall season, which would have been getting underway really this weekend. There will be football, though. There will be college football. We'll get really familiar with the SEC and the Big 12 and some some other conferences that we don't usually watch that much of. At least if you want to watch Saturday afternoon football, that's what you're going to have this fall. No high school football here in the state of Michigan. There will be NFL football. They will start the season not this weekend, but next weekend. So the Lions will host the Chicago Bears on September 13th, Sunday, September 13th, 1 o'clock. We'll have coverage of that game live right here on your home for Lions football, 1380 WPHM.